Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
Rusty Quill presents.
We're Alive. A Story of Survival. Chapter 41. Eye of the Storm. Part 3 of 3.
Maybe it was seeing my friend like that. Maybe also the extreme amount of pain shooting through my body. But I just couldn't do it. I left him there on the other side of the door, trapped. And I walked away. I didn't tell anyone what happened. I guess because I was ashamed, or I'm a hypocrite to expect others to do things that I couldn't, some leader. I'd like to think that given the situation again, I would do what had to be done. But it's one thing to shoot those things, or the prisoners attacking us. And it's another when it's your friend, or someone you know, who didn't do anything at all. To look into someone's eyes and look what happened with Randy, and it doesn't get any easier. I was barely able to stop Fernando, and I didn't really know him. Same with Amy. You? There's no way I'll be able to do that.
But it's what I want.
You wouldn't even be like this if I had done what needed to be done. He wouldn't have been out there. If there's any bit of Randy left in that thing, I'm not surprised he's making my life a living hell. I'm sorry, Datu. I am. This is my fault.
There's no way I would ever blame you. But if you believe that, then you will do what I ask. This is the way to make it right. Make sure when I go as me, and not something else. There's not a lot left for me. This is it.
I don't think you know what you're asking.
How long has it been since you first saved me? From then on, I have done nothing but be there for everyone else. Never myself. There's not a day that went by I didn't break my back for you and our friends. And I never asked for anything in return. Except now. You saved me from that elevator. But I would have rather rotted inside there than end up like that. You owe me this.
I'll do it.
Promise.
I swear.
All right. I think I need to sleep now.
Yeah, get some rest. If you need me, I'm right outside.
Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
That's all the numbers. Datu's last blood sample was drawn about an hour ago.
All right. Shouldn't be too long. We'll meet you at the well.
Let me know when you're close.
We moving already?
Yeah. Get everyone up.
It's like 6 a.m.
Clock's ticking. Get moving.
Hey, you guys want some coffee? I just made a fresh batch.
Dude, that would be great.
Hey, Sunshine, make me some coffee, please.
All right, you take cream, sugar?
Yeah.
Can I get honey in mine? You got anything else?
I think I can whip up some pancakes.
We don't have time for that.
Damn, you just suck the fun out of everything, don't you?
Well, I think I saw some oatmeal in there, too. That won't take long.
Sweet. Dibs. On all of it?
Share it. And conserve it. We might be staying here again tomorrow.
So, he's gonna last that long?
Tanya says it's likely, but we'll have a better idea of that once she gets here.
Is anyone gonna check on him?
Yeah, I'll do it. Oh. You're awake.
I'm still here.
Datu was sitting upright in his bed, as far as the restraints would let him. His eyes were puffy and red. I wasn't sure if that was from him crying or something to do with him changing.
I didn't sleep much.
Sorry about that. We needed to get samples through the night. I was hoping you'd still be able to get some rest.
It's okay. I'll have a lot of time for that later.
Oh. Well, Tanya thinks you'll have a decent amount of time. It's not going to be that quick.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's good. Gives us a chance to take care of things. What you do now could change everything for us.
I know.
And no matter what happens, fix it or not, I'll keep my promise.
Thank you.
Here, I'll give you a hand with that.
The new pump goes over here. But we have to disconnect the burnt one out first. Loosen up that joint there.
He's got a week, maybe more. I'll monitor him as it goes, but it's slow. I just don't know how much he'll be able to do towards the end of that. If he's in pain, or if the changing process speeds up or slows down. Either way, work fast and watch him.
We will. Thanks.
I stopped by the colony on my way here to grab a few things. If he has enough good days, in the evening when he can't work, we can bring people who want to see him to the safe house. Hope, in particular. She's pretty upset, and it might keep his spirits up.
That should be okay.
So how long's he got?
Week, maybe two.
Are all of us just gonna watch him here the whole time, or what? We got other things we could be doing, and most of us are just standing around jerking each other off.
Matter of fact, I was gonna get going too. There's still much to go over with the samples, and that bottle you found? We're flooded with the things to research. Not to mention Lizzie's due date's coming up. I swear, it's either feast or famine with this stuff.
And you wanted to check out Tattoo Guy's house.
Well, I already sort of promised Datu I'd stay with him.
You can still do that. We don't need our Sarge out there for everything. We are big boys.
CJ gave us free rein with the other gun truck if you need to use that. I think it's her way of saying she cares. Or is sorry, or, oh, I don't know, with her.
Well, someone needs to stay here, because I can't do this on my own.
You got that Max guy. He came with you, Doc.
Yeah, and Victor's in the car, too. He keeps volunteering Michael. You might as well put him to work. He doesn't have much else going on at Dunbar.
And you never know. We might not get another chance to check out Inky's place. Datu's got a week, he's good now, so maybe the sooner we go, the better.
I don't know the details of what Victor did before. But is it so bad that you can't give him another chance?
All right. Go ahead and escort Tanya back to Dunbar, and then you can head out to check Robert's home address. But I want you to check in regularly, got it? And no risks.
None taken.
And Victor?
Leave him and Max here.
So, who's leading everyone? You know, the soldiers?
Well, isn't it obvious? Carl.
What? Really, that guy? Seriously? I thought you might have said someone like Muldoon. At least he's like sort of an officer, but...
No. Go on. I know you want to do it so bad. Muldoon won't care if you run things, you know, and I think he'd prefer it that way.
Sweet. All right, won't let you down.
Hey, guys, listen up. We're gonna move out to check out the house. We're gonna leave Vic and Max here with Michael, along with the other gun truck.
Are you gonna stay with Datu tonight as well? At the same safe house?
I don't have much of a choice.
Well, maybe when they get back, you can have them pick up Hope. I think that'd mean a lot to both of them. I wish I could, but there's just so much to do.
Yeah, I can make that happen.
All right. Take care.
All right. Mount up. Ha ha ha. Look at this guy. He's already drunk with power. Ross,
I'm staying? Is that right?
Yeah.
The last time I know I wasn't paying attention. I'm right here 100%. And nothing will ever get that close again.
You still know how to work the 50 cal?
Yeah.
Then go ahead.
All right. I won't let you down, man.
You better not. So... what can I do?
Well, you mind using the wrench on this bulkhead? It's hard with this on.
All right. No problem.
Sure you want to go here? Don't feel right leaving you alone.
I have a lot of work to get done. I'll radio for someone to take me back to Dunbar when I need it. Lock the gate on your way out.
Is this safe enough?
I'll be fine. This place is sealed up tight. Now get going. If anything happens, I have a radio.
All right, let's get out of here.
Fine. Oh, no, please, let me get out and get the gate.
So?
Yeah?
How long have you been sleeping in here?
I didn't know how long you'd be. What time? Oh, man, I need to get back.
This will just take a second.
I could have drawn blood on myself.
I don't need your arm bruising up. How would we explain that?
Either way, Lizzie's going to be wondering where I was for so long.
I'm sure you'll think of an excuse. She may not even be awake yet.
Something tells me you're probably right.
Sit. There.
What about the other tests on that Ground Zero stuff? Anything yet?
I'll look in a minute. I left it running overnight.
How's Datu doing?
The best he can.
Lizzie wanted to go down and see him, but I was like, no way.
I don't blame you.
Maybe she can call the safe house he's at tonight.
That'd be better. He might already have a visitor. Maybe wait and see. Yeah, that should be enough.
You already poked me? Dang, you're good.
Even with your chihuahua veins.
You checked on Lady?
Yeah, totally fine. She loves her backyard. Got in a little trouble when she dug up some corn.
What if she was hungry? They're feeding her, right?
The one thing they are not lacking there is dog food. Thank goodness it hasn't come to anyone eating that stuff yet. All right, it's running.
Your turn.
Ow!
Sorry.
I thought you'd be better at this by now.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous. I knew you'd be judging me.
Don't look at that.
I'm... There, done.
Here, I'll run it.
Come on.
Okay. $2.99.
What? Whose? Mine or...
Yours. Mine, $3.20.
So that's down, right?
Down from last night, even.
So we may not be changing.
Well, like I said before, I don't know yet. But it didn't go up.
Man, I need a drink.
Oh, me too. Well, we ain't out of the clear yet. I'm still concerned with some of these results, but who knows?
But we might be okay.
Yeah, we might, or we might not.
I don't understand. If we're really infected, it wouldn't do that.
We could just be resisting the infection. Maybe genetically, you and I are more prone to fight it off. That's why it's taken so long. Or maybe our levels are changing for another reason we don't know about. I'm still not convinced we're in the clear. And definitely not in any position to tell anyone.
Well, how bad are we, you know, compared to Datu?
Oh, well... Here, give me a sec. I charted it all out. Datu's levels are right in line with Cindy's, the girl we brought in before. Just at a slower rate. There's no doubt in my mind Datu's changing, and this shows it. But look at us. We're all over the place, up and down. And
at least they're not up. That's all I care about.
Yeah, but we still do cross their lines. It's not all bad, though. Examining Datu gave me a few other things to look out for. He said that he could feel something different about himself, that he knew he was changing. Now, I don't know if that was just in his head or not, but...
I never felt... Well, maybe. It was hard to tell. I was sick for so long.
Well, I wasn't sick. I didn't feel any different. And I spent a good time closely watching for any signs.
That's all good, right? We ain't looking so bad if...
But we could both still breathe at ground zero.
Then have Datu go there. See what happens.
We need him at the well.
You brought back that gas stuff to test. Give him that.
No, that might just accelerate his changing. And I'm not going to waste it like that.
Have you found anything out with that gas yet?
Well... I'm testing it over here. Let's see if anything's changed.
Victor told me what happened. I still can't believe you went through all that. Wish I would have gone. But there wasn't going to be anything there.
It's okay. We both made it back fine.
Yeah, but I feel like we're relying on you a lot for this. And I haven't helped.
It's okay. I'm doing this for us. For all of us. And truth be told, if I said I didn't enjoy it a little, I'd be lying. Still nothing. I hate to say it was a worthless trip, but I don't know how to test what's here. It's just air. I tried exposing a sample to cell culture dishes to try and get some to latch on, but that didn't work. Blood exposure did nothing neither. I recorded everything we found and experienced in Inglewood, thinking I might have to tell Kelly to file it. But there's no rush to tell anyone we even went there because nothing's come of it. Aside from a bad haircut. Sure, there's a few things we found out, but if I tell anyone now, they'll probably restrict me in some way or ground me, and then I have to explain about us, our levels.
Yeah, I know. You don't need to explain.
It's frustrating. The answer is right here. Whatever causes people to change is this gas. I know what it does. I know it's there in this bag. I can almost see the color of it all. But I have no way of knowing what it is.
What about where it might have come from?
Aside from the ground, no. Whatever let this gas out was from deep down. And from everyone I've talked to, no one else felt the ground move like we did. So whatever happened only happened there. And I'm guessing, unless we get a big-ass drill, we might not ever know for sure. This place is too damn dangerous.
It's okay, Mama. Maybe you don't know much about it now, but later, maybe, right? And you got a bunch of other stuff going on here, right? Like this. What's this?
The bottle of follistatin. It's what that thing Michael Chase was carrying. Just another dead end. All I found out is that it's a protein. It's not in any of my books, and no idea why they would want it. Just for the hell of it, I combined it with a few blood samples. Nothing happened. Another waste. And everything else they found at Radon, I am having a hell of a time identifying it with just a name. They brought back pictures, but it really makes it hard to find out more since they burned the place down. Every time I think we are actually getting somewhere, finding something new, it's one step forward and two steps back.
These are all the pictures from inside Radon?
Yeah, the one's worth a damn.
Any more about the note? The shopping list thing?
Kelly's been going crazy trying to identify anything on it. Whatever language or gibberish it is. Between that and what info she's found on the ink guy, she hasn't gotten any sleep.
Is there anything I can do? I'm sorry, I feel like I haven't done anything. Just been out of the loop for a while. After I found out about the blood thing, I couldn't. I was focused on Lizzie and...
I know. You've been spending a lot of time with her, and trust me, that's what I would want you to do right now. Let me do this. It's not your job.
I feel a little left out is all.
Well, it's what I would want. You and her to be safe. You should not be running around out there.
Well, is there anything else I can do to help around here? I barely know anything about this stuff, but I can try.
It's okay. There's not much else even I can do right now. I've gone over everything we found repeatedly. In a way, it's good timing. I'll be able to focus on more important stuff, like Lizzie.
We still have a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, but I need to gather up everything and equipment that we might need for the delivery. I'm not taking any risks with her.
Please don't. It's getting close, huh?
Oh, your son will be here before you know it. My grandson. Ooh, I'm still getting used to that word.
I'm gonna be a father.
Yeah, you always were going to be.
But if the tests are good, if we're not changing, then maybe I want to get to be one. Shit, what was that?
There's something outside.
Where's your radio?
Over there. That's the gate.
I'm still calling.
Wait a sec, I have a camera out there. Hold on, just give it a second.
No way.
What?
Just a second.
I need to put some of this stuff away.
You won't know what it is.
This way. Come on, go on in.
You're back, huh?
Well, what can I say? I couldn't stay away.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Scott Marvin, Otto Sterk, Brett Newton, Jay Olegario, Sean Lewin, Christian Vieira, Tony Ray, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors, Phil Englert and Casey Whalen. Zinterns, Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter, Brent McLean. Print editor, Elisa Elliott. Line producers, Grayson Stone and Blair Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.